What's up, y'all? This is JLP, the host of Mastering Singlehood and Relationships Podcast, coming to you with this brand new episode. Hope all is well with you and your loved ones. And on tonight's episode, y'all, I just really want to quickly encourage you in the Lord as we're getting ready to finish up this month of September and transition into the month of October, which ushers us into the fourth and final quarter of 2023. And my goodness, I'm just so grateful that the Lord has kept us. I'm so grateful for all that the Lord has been revealing to us, those of us, again, who are just, you know, trusting God with everything and deciding to live by faith and walk by faith every single day. Now, without further ado, y'all, I just want to go ahead and share this with you. You know, there are times where, again, as human beings, you start to see that, in fact, that you are limitless, right? So there's a lot of things that is not in your control. But there are things that are in our control. And the things that are in our control, we should make sure that, again, we're putting our focus on these things, doing our part. And the things that are outside of our control, we're making sure, again, that we are presenting it to the Lord. Because we know that it is the Lord who is able to do the impossible. It's the Lord who is able to do the supernatural. Now, as I've just mentioned, we're transitioning into the last and, you know, fourth quarter of the year. Very soon. And so again, during this time, there's a lot of things that are happening, right? Externally and inwardly. Inwardly, meaning that, again, perhaps, you know, many of us, perhaps we may, you know, feel some type of nerves within us, anxiety and so forth. Because again, you see that you are about to end another year and you're looking at certain lists, right? Certain goals, certain objectives that has not been done. And so you're trying to say to yourself, okay, I'm just going to go ahead and roll over these objectives, these goals into the year 2024. And so if you feel that way, my goodness, I'm so glad that you were able to tap into this episode, because I want to go ahead and be that sister in Christ to remind you once more that God is the God of the impossible. And God, He is the God who supplies us grace to do great things beyond our own, again, human strength. And so there's a particular scripture that I just want to go ahead and just highlight on tonight's episode. Now, this scripture, once I read it, I really want us to just, again, pay attention to the ways that God is able to use the natural elements, right? And He's also able to use even things in society, even like, for example, governmental officials and so forth, just to make sure that their people get the victory, or their people indeed come to the place of promise, right? Or come to the place of receiving His goodness, of receiving the fulfillment of His promises. Now, also, I just want to go ahead and share this with all of you. For those of you who have not yet listened to the YouTube video that I posted in the month of January, all the way in the month of January, we were talking about the importance of living by faith and walking by faith in 2023. If you have been one, you know, you were living by faith and walking by faith in 2023, I just want to encourage you to know this. God has remembered you. This is not the time to, again, you know, rest in anxiety. This is the time, again, for you to rest and your Heavenly Father. This is your time, again, to spend in the Word of God. You know, don't neglect the Word of God in this hour. Don't neglect your prayer time in this hour. And don't, you know, withhold from God the praise that is due to His name in this hour. Because I strongly believe, as you are, again, making sure you're investing time to spend with the Lord, to be in His Word, to be in prayer, you are protecting yourself from the enemy, from him, you know, distracting you from him, causing you to think as if certain things that God Himself has confirmed to you, you know, over and over again would come to pass this year. You know, you don't want the enemy to make you to think like as if it's not going to happen. And the reason why I'm sharing this is because God, in His loving kindness, He's able to reveal to us certain confirmations that helps us to continue to persevere despite what it may seem to look like for us in the natural. And by His grace, God revealed to me last week that we are in a time of manifestation of promises, of answered prayers. And I strongly just want to encourage all of you guys to, again, I said this again, even in the month of August. And again, you know, the Lord in his faithfulness and his kindness, he is bringing these things to mind once more, to the point where he again brought other confirmations just this past week saying, it's time for the manifestation of the promises. And so I don't know in particular what it is that God has promised you, right? I don't know in particular what prayers you've been praying. I don't know in particular what is due to you for this year of 2023, but I just wanted to come on here to again bring you this confirmation that it is not over yet, that God did not forget about you. God remembers you. But at the same time, you need to understand that this is the hour for you again to give God the glory and the praise that is due to his name. This is not the time for you to again, you know, stress out, worry, but this is the time that you receive what it is that the Lord has already declared to be your portion. This is a time as well for you to make sure that you're going to do whatever it takes to make the fourth quarter the best quarter of 2023. And please, y'all, I want you guys to understand, what do I mean by best? Best doesn't mean that everything is going to be free of any type of difficulty, but best meaning that you're going to have peace of mind. You're going to have peace of heart. Why? Because you're going to make sure that you are, in fact, in God's perfect will for your life, and you are doing the very things that God himself told you to do. You're making sure again that you're doing his part, and that God, because you're doing your part, he is faithful to do his part. And I strongly believe in this word by the grace of God, that I would just encourage you to come back and just share with us your testimonies. Share with us again, you know, your praise report. You can send it via my email, jlpnetworks1@gmail.com, or you could go ahead and just, you know, share it over Apple Podcasts. Even if you perhaps are not comfortable to use your real name, you are able to use just a alias. You are able to just, you know, send it like an anonymous person. But I just want you indeed to just, you know, just come to this place of expectancy again. Come to this place of hope again. Come to this place of unstoppable faith, knowing that you will not leave 2023 without testifying of the goodness and faithfulness of the Lord. And so even right now, whatever thing that you think is impossible, I want you to address it to God in this hour. I want you to bring it back to God. And I want you to, again, be sincere with the Lord, be authentic with him, and say, God, you know, this thing right here, you know, I've been waiting to see your hand move in this circumstance, Lord. And it has been years and years and no breakthrough in sight, you know, and allow God to reveal to you whether it is, again, a delay, or whether it is you know, perhaps are not walking in faith, meaning perhaps there are certain things that you're just not taking the steps to get done. Because as I've addressed in previous episodes, multiple times in scriptures, you will see that the Lord already gave his people the promise. He literally gave the people of Israel the promised land, but they just needed to step into it. What is God telling you to step into in this hour? What do you know that you need to get done before December 31st, 2023 come? What do you need to get done? What action steps are you able to take right now that by that time you can have at least peace within yourself, knowing that you did all that you could do? There was nothing more that you were able to do. You gave it your all. And at this time, this is all that matters in the eyes of God. God is just searching and looking for those who sincerely have faith. Faith such as Joshua. Faith such as, you know, Caleb. Faith such as Joseph. People who continue to trust their God despite, again, the trials that came their way. They continue to praise God. Through the trial, they praise him. Through the trial, they continue to build his kingdom. And so if you are one who is doing that, God is saying to you tonight, he has not forgotten about you. He remembers you. He remembers what he has spoken concerning your life. He remembered what he has spoken concerning this year for your life, for your family. And even if a certain, you know, financial situation that you would like, you know, to be handled, he is aware of it all. But I want you again to protect your focus by focusing on Jesus, by focusing on the word of God. And again, giving God all the glory and praise that is due to his name. Now, without further ado, y'all, I just want to quickly go ahead and read that scripture. And I just recommend you all to just make sure you read that entire chapter. and it's going to come from Exodus chapter 10. But for the sake of this episode, I just want us to meditate on verse 19. So Exodus chapter 10, verse 19, and this is what it says in verse 19. It says, "And the Lord changed the wind to a very strong west wind, which caught up the locusts and carried them into the Red Sea." Right? As a matter of fact, let me quickly go ahead and read verse 18 and then verse 19 again. So verse 18 says, "Moses then left Pharaoh and prayed to the Lord, and the Lord changed the wind to a very strong wind, west wind, which caught up the locusts and carried them into the Red Sea." So the previous verses before verses 18 and 19, God has sent this plague of locusts, and it pretty much, you know, destroyed so many things in Egypt, and even the Pharaoh began to be so discouraged, so distraught, and did not know what to do. And so Moses then, he ended up praying to God to remove these locusts, right? And God, you know, brought a very strong west wind, as the Bible puts it. And the reason why I want us to meditate on this is because I want you to see, again, like I mentioned earlier, how God is able to use the natural elements. What do I mean by natural elements in this context? In this context, it's talking about a west wind, right? The west wind was what was able to remove the locust. The locust doesn't signify something good. It signifies something that brings destructions, right? That brings, you know, loss. Perhaps there is something in your life right now is trying to bring destruction to your life. It's trying to bring loss to your life. But I'm praying in the mighty name of Jesus that God, he is going to bring a west wind to take away that very thing that's trying to bring loss, that's trying to bring destruction from your life. And very quickly, as we're talking about wind, you know, I want you guys to pay attention to how many storms, tropical storms, hurricanes that has come in the year 2023 during this hurricane season. Even the meteorologist said that it's not that often that you see so many storms, you know, being formed. And not only are they being formed, but they're coming back to back to back. It's like literally every other week you hear about a storm, either it's forming or either it's hitting a literal, you know, place, right? And it's causing so much flooding, so much rain, and so forth. And so when you see that it's happening in the natural realm, this also is a manifestation of what is occurring in the spiritual realm. I'm not saying for every time, right, that that's the case, but I strongly believe this in my spirit. The reason why you see that is, again, God sees that we are long overdue for certain words that he has declared over our lives to come to pass. For those of you, perhaps you did not hear the message that I preached by the grace of God last year titled, The Moment of Restoration Has Come. I strongly recommend you to go ahead and search it on YouTube. And you will hear me talk about this again in further detail. We are in a critical hour. The devil knows that his time is up. And so God, he is about to burst forth long-awaited prayers, right? And he's about to bring to pass his promises in our lives. Because again, what is happening is that God himself, he has accelerated the time. Many of you, you are shocked that we're about to transition into the month of October, right? It seems like just yesterday that we were literally, you know, in the month of August. Where did September, you know, go? And we're about to transition now soon to the month of October. And so God has cut in short the days. And because he has cut in short the days, that means many things, you know, are about to occur, right? Very quickly in all of our lives. And so at times, perhaps you were waiting for the Lord to do something for you, you know, 5 years, right? Or 10 years or so. And then you're saying, man, I spent this time, this amount of time waiting for the thing, right? Waiting for the promise, waiting for the breakthrough, waiting for the answered prayer. How in the world is it going to come to pass now, right? I feel like I'm in the end of it all, right? I feel like some of you guys are saying, well, I feel like I'm too old for this to happen. And God is literally saying, I'm going to expedite it for you. I'm going to cause it to happen simultaneously. I love the story of Joseph, you know, because again, even within his story, you see, God was able to allow certain things to happen for him simultaneously, suddenly. In one moment, he was able to attain land. He was able to attain power, right? From Pharaoh. He was able to even gain a wife, right? It seems like his journey took a while, but once he reached that Kairos moment, once he reached that moment of destiny, that due date, right? For the promise to manifest, for that dream to be realized, the dream that God gave him, it all happened for him suddenly. And so you perhaps are saying, my goodness, JLP, since the beginning of the year, yes, I've seen the hand of God here and there. I've received, you know, breakthroughs, but it still has not been the major breakthrough that I've been hoping for, that I've been praying for. And literally, my brother or sister, God is saying that he is able to do it for you suddenly and simultaneously, even right now as we're getting ready to transition to the fourth quarter of 2023. But like the Bible says that the kingdom of God suffers violence and the violence take it by force. And so this is the hour for us not to be down, not to rest in discouragement or anxiety, right? Or stress or weariness. But this is the time for us to rest in the Father. This is the time for us to make sure we're giving God, you know, our absolute attention and giving him the praise that is due to his name. God has kept us. So many things out of this world has happened in 2023, and God has kept you and your family, and he has kept me and my family. He has kept us in our right mind. So many people in the world committed suicide because there's certain things that they're unable to take because they feel the pressure is too much for them, right? They feel like the pressure is unbearable. But God and his ultimate grace, you know, right? He has kept you. He has lifted you up. He has strengthened you with his strength. And so he is worthy of eternal praise. He is worthy of our Thanksgiving. And as a matter of fact, as I'm talking about Thanksgiving, we are about to again do our annual Thanksgiving challenge over at Amuna Culture. You can follow us on Instagram at Amuna Culture, and as well as on our Facebook, facebook.com/Amuna Culture. And you can also subscribe to our YouTube channel, Amuna Culture. And so I love this time of the year because, again, it helps us to reflect and to remind ourselves of God's faithfulness and all that God has done. And once you begin to practice this, right, that gratitude unto God, you're going to like, wow, you're going to say like this, wow, God has done great things for me in 2023. And that just makes your heart now even more ready to receive now what it is that is due to you, to receive the other blessings that God has reserved just for you. I want to also bring this to your attention that this coming Saturday, September 30th, 2023, I'll be hosting another free webinar, and you guys are able to tune in to that free webinar on our YouTube channel. But however, you still must register for this free event, and you're able to register by, again, following us on Instagram, and in our link, right, in our bio, you will see the link in which you can register. And so I strongly recommend you to go ahead and just take advantage of this free webinar. Within this free webinar, we're going to talk about the different stages within the season of singlehood. So singlehood is a season, but there's different stages within it. And the reason why I really wanted to go ahead and do this webinar is because I know certain people, they do not know the different stages within that season. And a lot of people don't even know what they ought to do within each season. And so, again, life is made up of seasons. And the more that we know the purpose of each season, the better suited that we are to make sure we do not miss our next season. And so many of us, the reason why we're not able to come from step A to step B is because we are lacking the purpose concerning that in which we are trying to attain. And so, again, I recommend you to go ahead and sign up for that free webinar. It's going to happen Saturday, September 30th, starting at 8 p.m., I believe, yes. And so, y'all, I hope and pray that you were greatly encouraged by this episode. And again, I really want you to take heed to this word. I just really want you to bring it back to the Lord in prayer concerning that. In fact, we are in a Kairos moment. We are in a season in which it is time for the manifestation of the promises of God. And literally, y'all, we are coming up to the Day of Atonement, which is a Jewish holiday. And it is a time of great reflection and repentance unto the Lord. And so I recommend you that during this time, right, this Sunday, September 24, just make sure that you're spending quality time with the Lord, making sure that you, again, are emptying your heart before his presence and asking him to purify you through and through. and making sure that, again, you are ready to receive all that he has for you, and that you in receiving all he has for you is not just for you to say, look at what I have, but it's for you to be like Hannah in this situation, saying, God, I want to also give to you back what it is that you have given me. I want to give you back what it is that you have given me. Hannah was praying for a baby, right? A child. And God gave Hannah a child. And Hannah went ahead and dedicated the child back to God. And so this is one of my prayers for you, is that when God gives you what he has promised you, that you will be faithful indeed to give it back to God, to be able to use it for his glory and for his kingdom advancement. And when we come to this realization to do this, God is so gracious to continue to overflow us with blessings. Amen. And so I pray and hope that you were encouraged by this episode, and I'm excited, y'all, for the end of this year. I believe that God and his faithfulness, that the fourth quarter of 2023 is going to be exceptional, and I believe that 2024 will indefinitely be a year that you will continue to see the advancement of God's kingdom. Jesus is coming soon, and so it's truly critical for us, in this hour, for us to be ready and making sure that we are occupying until he comes. And so this was your sister in Christ, LP. And remember, all things are possible in Christ Jesus. Until next time, peace out. Take care.